If you want the best value, text, calls, and internet, mobile internet in Ireland, you can join 48 months now.
What? Are you doing a free ad for that?
Visit 48.jlshow.info now. Sign up if you live in Ireland. For €10 a month, you can get all these benefits, and I will benefit as well.
This is a BuzzHub Entertainment podcast. Jesus. Starring Luke, Owen, Shane, Michael, Kian, Johnny, Dara, Killian, Ellen, Jack,
and special guests.
David Cameron, Jake, Peter, Sean, Connor, Kelly, Jake.
What the?
My eyes, my God.
Someone say my eyes, my eyes.
Bahula, Bahula.
Happy Eclipse Day. It is the 20th of March, 2014. 2013, sorry. I'm blind now because I looked at the sun earlier, so that's unfortunate. Look, I think I have 6 seconds of the right time. I recorded it as a fine, but it didn't say it's a fine, so I'll never be posted as a fine. But...
Who is it, Sultan? No, not Sultan.
That's Glovin and David Tang.
You know,
Dave is
a big guy, right?
Yeah. Sultan's
pretty tiny.
You know who Sultan is? Sultan sits beside me like 3 pounds. No, Sultan wasn't part of the rap battle. He's there, but he was just like an onlooker.
He's just gonna run.
There's a photo there. They were all there.
What were they saying?
They were like, I can hear what they're saying. They were just rapping at each other.
And then something.
And then everyone would
come. Then ask your sister about it. You
know, Andrew Healy's like, right. What's up with that?
Wait, who's Andrew Healy?
That's Reese. Neither do we. We got to watch a live stream of them. That's the best picture I got of the sun today.
I got an alright one.
Like there's no eclipsing going on.
Shane actually got a good
picture of the sun.
I got a video.
I think you guys definitely got better pictures than I did.
I got a video.
I took a selfie with it in French. There we go. That wasn't very good.
I got a good one.
On my own, it's front-facing camera, which wasn't great.
Got my own watching the eclipse.
I did no such thing. My hair really got long. I didn't hear her talking today.
Oh yeah. That is pretty good.
It's kind of just
a lot of lens flare. Your camera's really good.
That's front-facing camera as well.
Yeah, that's really good. Your front-facing camera's great. I got a photo of William watching it, which I thought was pretty cool. He's, you know, he's so godlike and stuff. And then, Barry looking at that one, or is that, I don't know. And this one, it's okay.
I'll try and edit that somehow.
I'm sorry, I'm sucking your dick.
That's what I got, is probably this one here.
You've said that 4 times in the last couple
of years. There's no sun in that.
It's the worst photo ever.
What the hell is David doing in there?
He was there.
Oh, Opinion's in there as well.
Yeah, and Owen Coughlin was
there. Y'all make about like 12, to be honest.
So 1 year ago today, well now we're going to talk about the eclipse first. So the eclipse happened this morning, and of course, insurance is always more important than magic. So they sent out a text saying, do not allow students to go outside and look at the sun.
They sent it to teachers.
Do not let your students outside look at the sun. It will damage their eyes and we will face legal and financial repercussions. So, as usual, insurance is more important than magic. And the eclipse is magic. Or at least it would have been had we been able to, you know, watch it properly. Uh-oh. I feel like me having my hand in my pocket is probably going to be the problem there.
No,
it was me having this in my hand.
Oh, I got it from the waist up, so it's going
to...
Shitty picture.
It's a pretty good picture of me, though. It's just total whiteness. It's a good way of judging if my screen's bleeding or not. So that, see that flicker there. So, is there anything else to say, possibly say about the eclipse?
It was shit.
So there was a big gathering.
It was shit, though.
There was no darkness.
Yeah, it was. There was a bit of, it got darker and colder.
Well, it did get dark.
Apparently it got really cold. This is when the car tried to get through.
And Shane's mom. She's actually a mad woman burger.
Say that.
She'll come flying in on her car.
She will, yeah. She will, yeah.
And it's actually so ironic that she hits someone.
No, don't say it. Anyway. That's actually a really nice photo. That's a really nice photo.
Well, what I'm saying is that she's a crazy driver to be off the road.
That's a nice photo, though. Look at it. That actually looks as if like the proper eclipse is going on. It's all. I'm gonna probably do stuff with all these photos, but that's my favorite one. That's gonna be my new like header image for the week. Anyway, I did a different version of my Birdman thing. This is the first one I had. I did another one, and that was a lot.
Oh yeah, Birdman posted up in his family's room. Someone did something.
Really?
That's pretty good. Your picture and everything.
As good as that. That's great. I think I did a really good job. That's way better than that one.
Oh yeah, there actually are. I know next one's better.
That one.
That's where we are.
Anyway, so that's all we have to say about the eclipse. Okay. 1 year ago today, Mark Ravenhill tweeted us. 6:51 p.m. on 20th of March 2014. Mark Ravenhill said, "Fantastic."
Oh, wanker.
And I said, "Thank you."
You kind of looks like you're holding a knife there. A little weird.
What kind of stuff does he tweet? Lucy, what kind of stuff does he tweet?
I don't follow him. But I posted a picture for... I posted the poster.
Doesn't look like such a serial killer.
Yes, I do. That's actually not a bad photo. I think my shorter hair makes it more difficult for me to look stupid in photographs. Like, I since I got my hair cut, I have seen less photos of myself in which I look
idiot. Wait, what you should have done is... Oh, no, I think it's free, but... you should be like, oh, we're doing a play at this and then, and... And then can I suddenly let them know that we don't have the right? We would like to cancel them.
Yeah, no, you see, I checked first and it is free. We have a new poem by our favourite poet. Don't name them, but we have a new poem. I thought you were the one.
Oh,
so
stop.
So handsome, sweet, and everything.
Wait, who's it by?
Always.
Don't be making fun.
Always.
I know, don't.
You know what, it's actually, I guess it's not funny enough to even bother reading out. It's too, it's not a...
It's not nice.
Like, it's...
Because it's like, it's not nice that Lucy makes fun of people. I mean,
like, it's in English, so...
But like, yeah, he's allowed to read it out, but...
I'm not going to, because I don't think it's funny enough that it's worth bullying.
But it's a terrible poem, it's a cringy poem, and what, I mean...
You haven't read the new one, have you?
And since there's no poetic technique.
Nothing.
Well, I got the alliteration
for the second one. This one doesn't have any alliteration. This one is so much worse.
It's meant to be a poem, but it's just like, her status.
I don't know. This is the new one. It's much worse. Somebody entertain the listener as well.
What would you do?
Bring some. Anyway,
So there's no technique used?
No, absolutely not.
I remember the last one, I suppose you could write that full stop for everywhere.
Yeah.
Technique.
This one doesn't... This one, like, this one has one mistake in it as well, like one spelling.
That's such a terrible poem, across that.
We're doing that too. I actually like it.
Did you read an article on her? She's suffering from writer's block. Is she fucked?
Have you seen a picture of her husband? Her husband looks exactly like the guy in the...
He's furry.
He's got hair like white. Her husband's like obese and he's got his hair... Like, we looked at it on PowerPoint and like his hair is all wiry.
She definitely only had an intervention with him because...
Okay, so took Lucien's phone. Yeah. I should do something funny with it. But sure.
Can we all welcome our new friend to G-Spot?
Kian, get in there. Don't be like that.
We need to have a hazing ceremony now, like they do in the fraternity.
Hazing? I'm going to sit.
You know what a hazing is? It's when you're like joining a fraternity.
Where is she?
You made like just four up in your body. So Michael, for doing us now, we're doing a track by track review of Antibacteria, Cheesy Rock Band Sophia. Track one, Antibacteria. I assume you listened to the whole album, yes?
No.
we're doing track by track, and that's better.
Did you have brown hair when you were young?
Sort of.
I mean, you sent me the link when I was like at like 11 o'clock at night.
No, so. I did not. I went to bed at 10, so I sent it to you about 9:30.
Oh, right. Well, it was 11 o'clock at night.
How many tracks did Justin do?
3.
Well, that's okay. So
I'm planning over the weekend.
It's only the entire album.
I'm working myself up.
You know, the length of the entire album. Do you know what it is?
30
it's,
minutes.
It's 17 minutes.
So, okay.
Well, I'm going to play the entire album.
Yes, at the end of this episode.
I don't have it on me now. At the end of this episode, I'm going to play the entire album in full for our listeners. They're going to love it. So,
your finger is dangerously hovering over the button.
You know, it's really disturbing. Is Child.
I listened to the last song.
So, track one.
And it really leaves you in a...
You listened to the last song.
Yeah.
Wash Your Street.
Yeah.
So tell us your thoughts on Wash Your
Street. Feet Morris.
Wash Your Street, Feet Morris.
Mm.
My cousin.
Can you...
I listened to it,
my BFF, Kian. And, you know...
Did you really?
It really left us in a very... emotional state.
Yeah. You were feeling vulnerable.
It was kind of like you left us on a note that was just, it wasn't satisfactory.
Yeah.
And we felt like we needed more from the album.
Yeah, shit. Yeah.
So maybe, I mean, obviously we're setting this up for the next album.
Yeah. Robots.
Yeah. But it was the lyrics were...
What are the lyrics?
I'll explain Wash Your Street. So we have a song called
lyrics.
Wash Your Hands, which is on the album.
Mm-hmm.
And my cousin, Morris, he had his own song.
Is he the guy that does all the sports?
Yeah,
and
he had his own song called When I Walk Down the Street.
Okay.
And we decided that Wash Your Hands was such a bad song.
Yeah.
That we were going to merge it with When I Walk Down the Street to create a super track.
Mm-hmm.
With two singing going on over each other.
Yeah, it was deranged.
it was psychedelic.
Wash Your Street.
Wait, you were always making the lyrics sound
wash
like
your face
cats
in
talking.
The sink. It's a place to do it when I walk down the street, but I can't because I'm looking at you. Look so bad. Anyway, so what other tracks did you listen to? Rockstar Pudding?
I did.
Rockstar Pudding was our single. That was our big hit. Rockstar Pudding and Glitterbug and Biodegradable were our big three tracks.
When you say great use of repetition.
There is. It's really poetic.
When you say big hit, do you mean that people hit you because of it?
Yeah. I mean, I took a few bruises for Rockstar Pudding. It wasn't exactly an easy...
I love the production values, the kind of rawness of say such a guy in a room, you know, sing it.
You get to hear the clicking on the MacBook at the very end.
I mean, I love the way you left all that stuff in. It's just amazing. How did you add in all those cool effects?
I don't know. I guess like GarageBand came to me in a dream.
I kind of feel like some of the songs needed a little bit more instrumentation than just the a cappella.
Yeah.
But I know we were going for that raw vibe.
Yeah.
Hurry up, please. It's time.
So what other track did you just listen to? That Antibacteria Have Arrived?
I've listened to that as well. That was
it's great.
Wait, are all these raps or are they just like...
No, that's not. We're singing. I mean, we sing.
Like, Lucy and singing.
It was
rock.
No, me and Daniel.
Really loud
singing.
Rock.
It's cheesy rock. Cheesy rock band Supreme. We have two.
It's environmentally sustainable.
We have business cards. It says...
Eco rock.
So did you listen to Board of Life?
I think I did.
Board of Life is all about board games.
Maybe I did.
Okay, and then there's Light Bulb, which is about turning off the lights when you leave the house.
Right.
Then we have Bubblegum, which is a song about picking bubblegum off the floor because otherwise you need to do it with a machine.
One thing I loved about the album was the message that it sent.
Yeah.
It was such a positive message.
The only thing that there is the message. There's really nothing else. The next track then is Biodegradable. That was their debut song.
Uh-huh.
That's all about Biodegradable and Miley Cyrus and her vegetarian habits.
Right.
Then we have Litterbug. That's our like big kind of a trademark song.
Yeah.
Which is about littering.
Okay.
And then we have Magic, which is probably our most unexpected. Actually, that's not true. It's Soft Drops coming up. But Magic is a song about wizards and cats and stuff like that. Then we have Wash Your Hands. And then we have Sloth Rap, which is a rap about sloth, which if you listen to it without vomiting, we will send you a special badge because it's a very difficult.
I'm going
to
try that tonight.
Then we have, sort of. Oh, me definitely are going to get in trouble. Then, oh, shit.
I feel it's like
all right.
This is going
to collapse.
Sort of
it's alright.
What would happen
if
you try and grab the wire is because you'd be afraid of, like, electrocute yourself and you'd have this hanging thing and you'd say.
Don't
No, seriously, do be careful though.
Yeah,
it could be.
Yeah. You'd stay there like you with all the like really
sort of
the silver and
there's
just like a thing that people can take pictures of and just be there.
There's a companion song to Sloth Rap called Monster Truck Race Bracket with His Claws Close Bracket, which is a sort of song about a sloth, but also about a monster truck race, and also liable to cause illness and death. And then we have Wear Your Shoes, which was a song we did. We'd release the album, and then we
sounds
went back.
Sounds like a Paul and a
We did Wear Your Shoes, then we went back and we added that song after the album had been recorded, because it was Wear Your Shoes Wednesday. My silent school had it. Because kids didn't like wearing shoes.
Oh, God.
So they had Wear Your Shoes
it
Wednesday.
It had to have like a day where it was like,
wear shoes. Dude. For hygiene reasons.
Oh, wow.
Well, they won't wash the floors. So we wrote a song called Wear Your Shoes. If you can't tie all the lyrics come back to me. If you can't tie your laces, wear Velcro or sock or Crocs, and don't forget to wear your
socks. Yeah.
Wear your shoes. Wear your shoes and wash your hands are actually exactly the same song. They're all the same. Anyway, this is our album. We're gonna play it for you in just a few minutes in full, which is something we've never done on the podcast
please
before. Like, what do you want to listen to it on a download pod?
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I feel like I'm very excluded in this conversation. And
why?
Because
Keith,
you haven't listened to
it.
Keith
hasn't listened to it either.
But Keith,
yeah, but like Keith,
I have listened to it, but
yeah, but Keith has the last song. That's what
Keith.
When
did you get the last song?
In the hall.
He inputs so much without actually saying anything.
You should play
I input so much.
Yeah, I know. Like, you know, you banging on that thing with the pen.
Yeah, I know.
It really contributed to the background noise. It's called. Oh my god. Shane?
There's always people in the kitchen doing stuff.
Yeah.
Are you getting my brother
did
cooking
you
today?
You about the British Airways?
Your brother's cooking today.
I think it was his actual practical.
You sent me a Facebook message and then you found out how to run the Facebook message. You decided to tell me.
Larry.
No, Larry's going to Salt Hill to get him over.
It's an Alaric, Zach. He's not going to.
Serious. There's definitely no one else we know who does that.
Wait, where's he gone?
He's going to Salt Hill to get a mocha.
He said that.
He's copying.
He went to Salt Hill to get a.
He's trying to be sophisticated.
My honor.
Key and smile.
Larry. Everyone shout Larry. Larry.
Peter Pan.
Why does he not like Larry?
Who?
I mean, I've called him Larry for 3 years, and
he always started saying stuff to me last year.
Look, we don't call Jesus Jeez. We call him by his full name.
As I wrote in my report on film censorship, the phrase Jeepers Creepers and Jumping Jeepers.
Wait, what about Michael, what about Jesus?
Kean, will you read this? You're the great, you know.
I don't know Jesus.
Will you read out this poem for us?
No.
Please.
I call him Jesus Christ.
Please. Read it out.
I thought you were the one, so handsome, sweet, and everything.
Wait, sorry, time to book, but I was going to say...
Let him do it, let him read the poem.
Sorry, I was
going
to say
it
really
quickly. Smiling and looking at me, saying hi in a way I never heard before, or a charming good looks that anyone could adore. But now that I sit here, thinking of all the things you said and did, I realize that this is at its end. I should have listened to everyone, but how could I when I thought you were the one? Through all the ups and downs, deep down inside, I'll never forget your smile, the way you looked at me, or the highs and goodbye.
I was going to say no.
Is that no.
No poem sounds bad when
Keith
reads it out. How many likes that got on Instagram?
What?
How many likes did you get?
250, 300. A bunch of comments saying you're so talented. Somebody said you should be a published poet. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to take more likes than you ever got.
We're going to play a game now.
Wait, Ian!
I was going to say that's more likes than you've ever got in your life. Oh, yeah, totally.
We have a new game on the show now. It's called.
Get Bashing.
It's called. Let me come up with the game.
Straight Bashing.
It's called Drunk or Kid. No, that's not going to work for us.
That sounds terrible. I feel like we should just top on Michael right now.
No, we're going to play a game now, and it's called. It's called. Some games are that they don't involve alcohol. Anyway, so today's Friday the 20th of
today
is Friday the 20th of March. Yeah. Now I've been looking forward to this game, this day for a very long time. You know why? You know what's happening today?
Eclipse.
Glee finale.
Who cares?
Wait, have you talked about the eclipse?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
No,
Michael, do you have any thoughts on the eclipse?
We did not talk about
it. Tell us all about it.
I do. Extremely underwhelming.
Very well.
Okay.
I tried to sacrifice my decor, it didn't work. No.
You know they sent out a text to all the teachers saying not to bring us outside.
I wonder if any
and all the teachers just did it anyway.
Mr. Curran was seething about the text. It's so stupid.
Seething about what?
About the text being sent.
And Miss Heenan went out anyway.
Lucky.
Lucy told me that he wished he stayed at home. And normally I'd be opposed to like that, but I think it actually would be very beneficial to see it. But for like 5-10 minutes, and then he goes into school.
I would have come in 10 o'clock. But so the Glee finale airs tonight. The final episode of the worst television show of all time. It's not like what I like it.
It's terrible.
There's much worse things though.
I honestly don't.
Have you ever watched the full episode?
Yeah.
Okay.
I honestly don't see
it. I haven't, so I can't say.
Well, Michael, you should watch the finale. You're gonna love it.
I remember.
Why would I just watch the finale?
I think the most recent episode I saw was that dead guy Finn. Last tweet was about Sharknado, great tweet.
Yes.
Was trapped in a porta potty, and I think that was like a disabled girl started singing or something.
Disabled girl? Is a disabled guy? Oh, you mean the one with Down syndrome?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
There's a girl with Down syndrome. She doesn't sing. She's not in the Glee Club. She's
secretary.
Okay.
It was a fat one anyway. She started singing, and he thought she was good.
There's a bunch of
technically fat people are disabled.
That's a really good point.
If you're a business enough, you can get a disability pass and get on the buses for free.
The woman
yesterday. She got on again this morning. But this morning, the bus driver waited until she'd sat down and secured herself.
Are you serious? Disabled fat people get
collateral damage.
If you're like clinically obese.
That's not fair.
It is fair.
Yeah,
there was a guy who was on disability. He couldn't fit through the door while he was walking.
If you're so fat that you can't function properly in society, then you have to be given certain benefits.
You can't walk up the stairs.
Who gets it? I mean, it's all government levy anyway.
They're
so
disabled. They're not. And they can't.
If you're actually disabled, but obesity is not. I mean,
it is.
Most
it
disabilities
is.
Are. It doesn't happen as
they're
a choice.
Irreversible is what you're trying to say. Nothing you can do about them.
With obesity,
if you say genetics, I will do something.
Some people are so fat, like they literally.
Yeah.
I mean, it would take them.
Genetic obesity
so
is something I'm not really very educated on.
I have a lot of friends, right, that are, you know, that goes both ways, that they're thin or not fat, or fat, and they're fat or thin, and they have siblings that are fat or thin.
Yeah.
I don't think being fat and like stuck in your face is a disability.
Well, it also has a lot to do with your metabolism as well.
Yeah. Some people can lose weight much faster.
Yeah.
And so we put on weight.
But you see, the thing is, it's scientifically proven. Everybody has a natural weight.
Yeah.
And once you get to that, I mean, if you're way above that
natural weight, you lose
that weight really quickly.
Yeah.
At your natural weight and you're trying to lose more weight, it's a thing.
Your natural weight will never be obese.
Oh, no, never. No,
yeah.
No, absolutely.
I mean,
not.
Okay.
But,
I eat an insane amount of food. I eat a massive dinner, I eat a decent sized lunch, and a massive lunch. I eat them in between meals all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm
skinny as fuck. Yeah. And that's because of sports, and some of it's down to metabolism and growth and whatnot. But if I didn't do sport, I would be obese. And that's just being serious.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know a single obese person that doesn't play sports.
Well,
besides rugby players, because they're like really.
Sure, but I mean, if you're obese, you're not going to do sports because you're fat. It works both ways.
You're fat because you're not going to
do
sports.
If you do sports, you're not going to be fat. But if you're fat, you're not going to do sports.
Normally I listen to people's opinions, but I just want to say this. If you think being fat is a disability, why?
I mean,
come on, it's not.
It is a disability.
Disabled, you're less able to do certain
you're less
things.
Able to
get
I am classifying disability as something.
Well, it's a different word, not.
And the other thing is, if you're obese, you also have more medical issues as well.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Most obese people,
cool.
like... Mm-hmm. I mean, could you mind having that much weight and having to walk?
Mm.
I'm so heavy.
Oh, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Okay.
What time is it?
It's too long.
I'm playing the whole album anyway, so. we don't need to stretch out what we're saying.
Great obese talk.
Well, like, I'd say Lou Run is cancelled this weekend.
Oh, shit, man.
I don't think I can do it again.
Wow.
I think Lou Run's going to be cancelled this weekend.
But you're fat.
I don't even know how I do it. I'm just too tired. I do low. The stretches have to go really slow. I wouldn't be 2.5 again.
I'm running tomorrow. In Argonne. At the All Ireland.
I run 4K every 2 days.
You serious?
On the treadmill.
Ah.
So it's not like it's not like proper for
you should set up
it's, it is pretty much I mean it's the same like cardiovascular
you should set up Twitter
account
Mike Run. Oh, it's probably taken already. Lou Run isn't taken. I have a Twitter proposition for our listeners. If you would like to purchase the Twitter username Antibacteria, no hyphens, no numbers, just Antibacteria. It's a good username. I will give it to you.
And will you give it to me?
$50.
$50?
Is an Antibacteria a little borrowed word?
But this is just one word username. It's a good username. It's a really good username. A bunch of people had sent tweets to it saying, give me this username, you haven't tweeted since 2008. And I was like, money, and they all didn't respond because they all shut down in 2010. But I will give it to you. But also,
smells like a penicillin in there. Oh,
I have an
ad
to do.
Did somebody eat yogurt? Because I can smell pay for Lou really bad.
I didn't.
No, that's like a curry, and it's you can smell like the bacteria.
If you want the best value, if you want the best value, text, calls, and internet, mobile internet in Ireland, you can join 48 months now.
Are you doing a free ad for them?
Because it's not a free ad. Because if enough people sign up at the URL with my name in it,
okay,
then I get credit. Benefits.
Here, does anyone know what's
so,
going on in France?
Visit 48.jailshow.info now. Sign up if you live in Ireland. For €10 a month, you can get all these benefits, and I will benefit as a result. So it's 48.jailshow.
Does anyone know what's going on in Frankfurt?
Like today or like this week?
Like this week. I mean, there's like a stuff older of like police cars fired. I went on to Sky News.
Yeah,
but for
Four of the Jail Show. We'll be back next week with more pod for your buck before Easter. And now, enjoy in its full. Michael will introduce the album of the decade.
Yeah, Antibacteria, yo.
What's the name of the album?
It's called Antibacteria.
No, it's not.
What is it called?
It's called Cheesy Rock Band.
Oh, sorry, Cheesy Rock Band Supreme, but Antibacteria,
okay.
The album of the decade.
Thanks.
Antibacteria is the only cheesy rock band ever known to mankind that combines energy saving, environmental awareness, and music to bring you the greatest band on earth, Antibacteria. Eat some pudding now, eat some pudding soon. Eat some pudding now, eat it with a spoon. Rockstar, don't eat pudding. Eat some rockstar pudding, eat it really soon. Eat some rockstar pudding, eat it like a loon. Rockstar. Eat it in the car. Rockstar. Eat some pudding now. Woo!
Monopoly and beer garden, closing out the door. Game of life, game of life. Guess who is really cool? It's Scrabble and Scribble. Scenist and Trivia Pursuit.
Light bulb. Energy is important.
It keeps the world go round.
Al Gore knows the apocalypse.
Energy helps you.
It erases your footprint of CO2.
You're listening to a CD, an iPod, or an MP3.
That is wasting energy.
So just stop and sing with me.
Turn off the lights. Turn off the lights. Turn off the lights when you leave the house. Turn off the lights, all of the lights. Turn off the lights to save energy.
Again, turn off the lights.
Yeah.
All of the lights. Yeah. Turn off the lights when you leave the house. Turn off your iPod. Turn off your CD. And we're improvising, but still come and sing with me.
Bubblegum on the floor, have to pick it up. Maybe buy a machine, or it will taste like muck. Bubblegum on the floor, have to pick it up. My older sister says, what is that horrible smell? Bubblegum on the floor, have to pick it up. Better do it soon, I'll eat it with a spoon. Bubblegum on the floor, have to pick it up. Because there's bubblegum on the floor, bubblegum on the floor. I'm allergic, so there's no point in going, because I don't eat bubblegum.
Have to pick it up.
Oh, maybe buy a machine,
or it will taste like muck.
Woo! Biodegradable. Cyrus doesn't eat her greens.
Eat your greens, eat your greens, eat your greens.
Biodegradable. The police are coming to take you away to a big fat prison full of slaves. Why, you ask? Well, I know. Because you littered, so off you go. Cause you're a litter bug, litter bug, litter bug, litter bug, litter bug, litter bug. Litter bug, litter bug, litter bug, litter bug, litter bug, litter bug.
Walk downtown with your can of beer, climb underneath your long black beard. Throw it on the ground and you think it's funny, well you know what, it'll cost you money.
Cause you're a litter bug, litter bug, litter bug, litter bug, litter bug, litter bug. Litter bug, litter bug, litter bug, litter bug, litter bug, litter bug. When you go to prison you'll have a ball, happiness will drive you up the wall. There's grit and grime, there's grit and slime, why are you going there? Cause you're a litter bug, litter bug, litter bug, litter bug, litter bug, litter bug. Litter bug.
Harry Potter is a wizard.
Wizard Gandalf is a wizard.
Albus Dumbledore is a wizard. Can we stop talking about wizards?
Oh. I woke up in the morning and I cast a spell. I went down to the kitchen, there was a really bad smell. It was the witch's cat, who wasn't very fat, cause the food that she made her was yuck, 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 a kazing. Abracadabra, alakazam. I made some French toast and on it was jam. The cat stood up and pulled out a gun.
said hasta la vista in heaven, had fun. It took a shot, it was on the spot.
And now I'm dead, could have shot off my head.
Magic, magic.
Wash your hands, wash your face in the sink, it's the place to do it. Don't be dirty, please be clean, go and watch some Mr. B. Wash your hands, wash your face in the sink, it's the place to do it. Early in the morning, just as day is dawning, wash your hands and dry them with a towel. Wash your hands, wash your face in the sink, it's the place to do it. Cereal, yum, 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 with a spoon, that's the way to do it. Wash your hands, wash your face in the sink, it's the way to do it. It's the way to do it right.
Sloth! Sloth! Sloth.
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 Sloth. Sloth. Sloth. I'm sloth, you know, and I don't get old, and I have breakfast, so and I'm a movie.
Sloth, sloth.
Yeah.
Sloth, sloth. Sloth, sloth. Sloth, sloth. Sloth, sloth.
Sloth, sloth.
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 Sloth. Sloth. Sloth.
Sloth.
Sloth!
I'm a sloth!
I decided to tell you about a little sloth I know.
He's a pretty little sloth and he likes to show off his magical slothy tail. It's lots of tails at all. He has one because he's pretty big. I hope that's what it is. And my sloth, I know. My sloth, sloth, I know. He likes nothing better than a little... He loves more than anything else. What he loves more than anything else is a
monster truck race.
Do you love a
monster truck race?
Because if you don't love a
monster truck race,
then you must be a bit of a
monster truck race.
Hoota.
Monster truck race. 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 Monster truck race.
I'm going to watch the rock like a slap, cause the monster truck race is going to town. I want to roll and rock, rock like a slap. The monster truck race is the best monster truck race of all, cause it's the one where all the people who lose are gonna fall, cause the slot's gonna kill him, he's gonna kill them with his claws. All the people who lose the truck race gonna fall, cause the claws of the slot are gonna kill them, the slot who kills the monster truck race losers. The slot is back.
Wake up in the morning, wipe that crud out of your eyes, brush your teeth, and get dressed. It's all important, but don't forget to wear your shoes. Ooh, wear your shoes. Ooh. If you can't, tie your laces, wear Velcro or Crocs, and don't forget to wear your socks.
Wear your shoes, ooh. Wear your shoes, ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Woo-hoo.
Everybody, wear your shoes!
Wash your hands, wash your face in the sink. It's the place to do it.
When I look at me, but then I can't because my head is looking at you. Yeah, hey,
don't be dirty, go and wash some Mr. Bean. Wash your hands, wash your face in the sink. It's the place to do it.
So when early I walk in the down the street,
just as day's dawning, wash your hands and dry them with the towel. Wash your hands, wash your face in the sink. It's the place to do it.